He has a big meeting, then a big trip. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The busy day for President Biden starts in a few hours, hosting the leaders of the two countries trying to join NATO.
The president will welcome the president of Finland and the prime minister of Sweden to the White House to coordinate on the path forward.
That's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. All 30 NATO nations have to approve adding the two countries, taking action after Russia invaded Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is back open 3 months after American diplomats left ahead of Russia's attack. And the first Russian is prosecuted for war crimes.
Ukrainians claim that Russians have committed thousands of war crimes since the invasion began. But in a Ukrainian courtroom, a 21-year-old Russian tank commander admitted that he shot a 62-year-old man on a bicycle in the head.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. Now, later today, President Biden will head to Asia, planning to visit Japan after going to South Korea following a flurry of missile tests this year in North Korea, where leader Kim Jong-un has threatened to speed up nuclear weapons development amid a sanctioned standoff with the U.S. The accused white gunman in the massacre of 10 mostly black shoppers at a supermarket is due in Buffalo, New York, to court today.
Broome County DA Mike Korchak says the accused gunman attended Susquehanna Valley High last year and made comments about murder and suicide. The student dismissed it as a joke as the school and the state looked into it. Since no danger was determined, no red flag law procedure was initiated. Korchak says he believes the Buffalo tragedy will spark reviews of these assessments.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. Another day, another record at the gas pump. The price up 2 cents. AAA's national average for regular now nearly $4.59 a gallon at $6.06 in California. On Wall Street, falling stock futures suggest more sellings in store as markets also drop overseas the day after the Dow's 1,164-point plunge, its worst day since 2020. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Days after the CDC reported 2021 was another record year of deadly drug overdoses with 107,000 deaths in the U.S., a hearing in Congress into the opioid crisis.
Republicans are linking illegal immigration to drug overdose deaths in the U.S. in their criticism of President Biden's policies. Congressman Clay Higgins is the ranking member on a border security subcommittee.
A lot of them are carrying backpacks with drugs in them.
Democrat and committee chair Nanette Barragan disputes that.
More than 90% are smuggled through legal ports of entry by documented travelers, not in between them.
Brian Sulk with DHS's Transnational Organized Crime Mission Center telling lawmakers the agency is taking a holistic approach to take down drug traffickers.
To include other associated crimes and to seek, deter, disrupt, and dismantle the networks responsible for this opioid epidemic.
Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
As parents scramble another day looking for baby formula, President Biden's invoked the Defense Production Act to speed up manufacturing following a recall that shut down an Abbott facility that'll soon reopen. They're also going to bring in more formula from overseas. Golf's second major of the year tees off next hour in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa will be the center of the golf world for the next 4 days for the 104th PGA Championship, the first time Southern Hills is hosting the major in 15 years. Scottie Scheffler, fresh off a win at the Masters, is keeping hopeful for his second career major win.
This is a place I'm comfortable around as well, and I think it's going to be a good challenge this week. I think we're going to have a windy first few days, and then it may calm down a bit Saturday and Sunday, but it'll definitely be a challenging first few days.
Two notables missing from the PGA Championship field this year, Bryson DeChambeau withdrawing after a practice round at Southern Hills yesterday, citing recovery from wrist surgery, and the reigning champion Phil Mickelson continuing his sabbatical from the links. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
They'll actually tee off there in 2 hours. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors take the opener of the Western Conference Finals, beating Dallas 112-87. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.